Starting off a new year with cold temperatures as Arctic air is spilling into the Northeast. The weather pattern, though, is relatively quiet, so even though we have a very good supply of cold and a fairly deep snowpack in most areas, we're not expecting any big storms as we go through the next few days. Instead, it's a cold northwesterly flow that is reinforcing the cold, and from time to time, we'll bring down a cold front with a snow shower, a snow flurry, or some snow squalls. And given the fact that the air mass is so cold, the snow potential, at least the fluff potential, is rather great. So even though there's not a great deal of moisture with these little systems coming through, the snow tends to fluff up pretty well. So we could pick up in spots, at least, some accumulating snow in the coming days just because of the fluff factor. Now, today we've had some snow showers and squalls come on through. There's a cold front that's dropping now south of the capital region, and that front has also picked up some lake moisture, so some of these snow showers and squalls have been a bit enhanced. So there's the chance for a passing snow shower or snow squall, especially through the early evening hours to the area south of the capital region. The cold, though, is the big story, and we're dealing with an Arctic air mass tonight. So we're looking at temperatures that will drop into the teens and single digits below zero across the North Country, down to around zero for the capital region, and from about zero to 10 for areas south of the Albany area. So it's a cold night and a cold start tomorrow, and a relatively cold finish as well. We'll see sunshine fade behind increasing clouds as a disturbance comes in from the west, and there might even be a couple of snow showers, mainly across the North Country later on tomorrow. Temperatures are going to be on the cold side, though, with highs in the teens and 20s for highs on your Thursday. Moving through the end of the week, though, we'll start to see a rebound in temperature as we'll see highs climb up into the 20s and 30s on Friday and a fairly similar setup again on Saturday. So we have about a 24-hour shot of very cold air tonight into the day tomorrow, and then we'll see temperatures that will be moderating as we move towards the end of the shortened work week and into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly clear, chance of snow showers near Lake Champlain, very cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow showers, high in the teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of snow showers or squalls, especially south of the Mohawk River, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow showers, high in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and afternoon clouds, high in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly clear and very cold, low of 8 below 0 to 4 above 0. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and afternoon clouds, high 16 to 24. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, especially across the north, high in the 20s and 30s, and partly sunny on Saturday, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.